We discussed today the possibility for the cooperation in the sphere of nuclear energy. Ukraine will analyze the possibility to buy Australian uranium for our nuclear power station.
What? Uranium? What? It wants Australian... Ukraine wants Australian uranium? Is this a good idea? That was Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, who was at a joint press conference today with the Prime Minister Tony Abbott in Melbourne. I don't know. John Carlson joins me, former head of the Australian Safeguards and Non-Proliferation Office and now non-resident fellow at the Lowy Institute. John, shall we be worried?
Good evening, Walid. Yes and no. From the safeguards point of view, I don't believe we should be worried. Ukraine is a non-nuclear weapon state, party to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, in very high standing for its safeguards performance. We should be worried about the current circumstances of civil unrest in Ukraine, but we certainly hope that that is a temporary situation, and if we did negotiate an agreement with Ukraine, by the time we got to the point of actually supplying uranium, clearly we would want the law and order situation to be completely resolved and settled down.
That's not really very realistic at the moment, is it? This is a very unstable place. Russia's interests are clearly large there and growing. Ukraine has reactors that date from the Soviet era. I don't know how safe they are. This uranium could possibly fall into Russian hands if things go wrong. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm overstating all this, but it doesn't seem to me the best scenario.
Well, obviously, we all hope that... The current unrest in Ukraine will be resolved within a relatively short period. As far as safety is concerned, it's true that all the reactors in Ukraine are Russian supplied, and a large number of them are from the Soviet era. Ukraine has been carrying out a very major safety upgrade, a 1.4 billion euro safety upgrade in conjunction with the International Atomic Energy Agency and with the European Union. I don't believe that there is any safety issue with those reactors. Similar reactor models are operated in countries like Finland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia. I don't think safety is a concern. I think once we have a normalisation of government control in Ukraine, then there's no particular issue about proceeding with the safeguards agreement and ultimately supply of uranium.
One of the aims of this seems to be to try to reduce Ukraine's reliance or dependency on Russia as far as the nuclear power is concerned. Is that something that's actually achievable?
Yes, I think it is. As I mentioned, the reactors are all Russian models, and currently the fuel for those reactors is all supplied by Russia. But Ukraine is actually building a fuel fabrication plant of its own at the moment, and also fuel for that type of reactor is made by Westinghouse in Sweden. If Ukraine was able to obtain uranium from elsewhere, from Australia, and have it enriched in the US or in Europe, and the fabrication carried out in Europe or in Ukraine, then it would certainly have an alternative to supply from Russia.
Would we make a lot of money out of this?
I haven't sat down and worked out those figures. Uranium has the disadvantage of being a vastly undervalued commodity, and I think the answer is it's not going to be a huge amount of money. In terms of contributing to economic development and energy independence in Ukraine, I think there's a substantial political importance in it.
Just while I have you here, before I let you go, I note the treaty with India that we have on uranium has been back in the news. And you told the Treaties Committee of Parliament that the deal that Tony Abbott signed with India doesn't have the safeguards that we need to ensure that India don't fuel nuclear bombs, or that we don't fuel India's nuclear bombs. What exactly is your worry there? Because I would have thought that we knew all of those dangers going in.
We did, and I'm quite puzzled as to why the government ended up with the agreement it's got, which falls a long way short of the type of agreement we've concluded with, for instance, Russia and China. There are several problems with the India agreement, starting with a fairly basic one of whether Australian uranium will even be identified as being Australian uranium in India and accounted back to Australia as such. My information is that India has simply refused to do that, and it appears that the Australian government is prepared to, or the Abbott government is prepared to proceed regardless. India's agreement with the United States has been stalled for the last several years on exactly the same point. The US refuses to allow any nuclear material from the United States into India without tracking and accounting. And this is an absolute minimum standard that we should be insisting on. On top of that, India's agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the sort of foundation for our safeguards, has a number of very strange provisions in it, and we really need to cover potential loopholes in that through our own agreement. And the agreement that the Abbott government has currently signed simply doesn't do that. So there is the possibility that Australian nuclear material could contribute to the Indian weapons program.
Thank you very much for your insights, John. I appreciate your time.
Good. Pleasure, Willie.
That's John Carlson, former head of the Australian Safeguards and Non-Proliferation Office, now non-resident fellow at the Lowy Institute. We'll leave Ali with you for Drive, 28 minutes past 6.